finish the bulk of Perek Dalet, the two main points I want to relate to, which all relate, independent of one or the other, both very easy. Rabban, of course, devotes the prayer primarily to explain the virtue, the value of the Purot HaShavot, the golden mean, the median root, etc. And of course, that goes to an excursion, by the lengthy excursus, with regard to asceticism as a set of religious practice, which he, generally speaking, rejects. But with regard to asceticism in general, Avodas Hashem, and with respect to the median root, he allows for some deviation, which also gives you a label. נתון מן הזהירות אל הדרג השם בענה מעט, מן הגבורה למסירה לסכנות מעט, נדיבות לפזרנות מעט, מן הלווה לשיפוט רוח מעט, וכן משאר המידות. וזה עניין נמז במה לפני משום הדדים. Rambam says this, the dearly optimal speaking, one should be morally speaking on the 50-yard line. However, where some tikkun is required, and given the awareness of the fact that the stability or the likelihood that you can remain on the 50-yard line is not very great, so you're going to fall to the right or to the left. So, deviation, when it comes, and very often, almost inevitably comes, is not equally a deviation from either side. And this for two respects. In other words, if you deviate in quantitative terms, you're not on the 50-yard line, you're the 40-yard line. Whether you're the 40-yard line this direction or that direction, either way you're 10 yards away from the medium. However, what the Rambam says is that being 10 yards to the right or the left is not equal, either because in terms of the virtue, well, perfection may be on the 50-yard line, but that which is next to perfection, a little bit to the right, it's still pretty close to it, a little bit to the left, and you're in bad shape. This is one reason. Consequently, if you have to choose, allowing for the fact you're not going to sit on the 50-yard line because you know you can't stay there, which direction you go to, you move in the direction which is less problematic, or least problematic of the two. This determines inherently where the deviation lies, what the nature and the objective character of the relative deviations may be. But second, you have to take into account also the educational aspect of it, the likelihood that if you do deviate, what is easier or more difficult to regain your balance, what would education have been easier? What Rambam says is that the Chassidim tried to develop a strategy for Avodas Hashem would deviate somewhat in one direction or the other. But this, he says, is not because optimally that's better. Then it's a practical, pragmatic consideration. Where can you sustain the best? And it gives you a number of examples. If you have to choose between excessive emotion or insufficient emotion, or you could have a choice between excessive zeal and slight exposure to dangers, you prefer to be slightly exposed rather than excessively zealous. You can see that among the examples he uses over here, not Rashi to work Ma'at, what he says over here seems to suggest that Anavan Shifu to work also belonged to the family of the set of twins, which ultimately would be part of this general plan. In Mishnah Torah, Ram talks about exceptions, this whole idea. It includes one of the exceptions. Accident. She flew to work. יש דעות שאסור לאדם לנהוג בבינונית, להתרחק מן הקצה האחד לקצה האחר, והוא גובה לב. שאין דרך התורה שאדם עליו בלבד, אלא שיש פעל רוח. ותראו כל נמוכה מאוד, לפי גם נאמר, משה רבינו, עליו מאוד ולמר עליו בלבד. I'm saying there's a novel which is one quality, and there's שיפוס רוח. It's a little surprising in the first place, but we would assume that if you deal with this general topic of pride and humility, that the twins would be Gaiva and Anova. So that Ram doesn't say, because Gaiva is totally out of the ballpark. So if Gaiva is Anova, it's something which is beyond Anova, that's Shifut Ruach. But here the Ram in Shmuel Parkim speaks of Anova Shifut Ruach as being the twins, but they don't strike the exact balance between Anova Shifut Ruach. They tilt the direction of Shifus of Ruach. In Mishnah Torah, the Ram says that the ideal is Shishfar Ruach, Mutiel Chod Mulim Chalim Od. That's the ideal. That's an interesting observation, it's all right. But to move to another point of contrast, Shishfar Ruach in Mishnah Torah, the heading, the label which the Ram gives, this tactic, I use the word advisedly, which the Rambam defines and prescribes, I said 50 yard line, a little bit of this, a little bit of that side, that's Lim Shurat Adin. This, of course, implies, is that ideally and optimally, where should one be? As a tactic, a derech siyag, since you might be able to maintain, to preserve that, it's got a few shots of deen, but it's a sort of a safety measure. It's a safety measure to assure that you'll best be able to maintain shurat adin. In other words, if you want to stay at shurat adin, you need to try to develop an overall context within which is most user-friendly for Shurat HaDin. And that is the Fnim Shurat HaDin. Fnim Shurat HaDin is encouraged in order to assure and to guarantee Shurat HaDin, not because it is in and of itself superior. This runs counter to our usual associations. Usually think of Fnim Shurat HaDin as a higher level of virtue, of frumkeit, of ethics, Shurat Adin. Rambam in Mishnah Torah Halacha Hei seems to be parallel to the passage we have over here, but strikes a different tune. Mishu Midakdek Al Atzmo ביותר ויתרחק מדעה בינונית מעט לצד זה או לצד זה נקרא חסיד. כיצד מי שיתרחב מגובה הלב על הקצה האחרון יש שפל רוח ביותר נקרא חסיד, וזו מידת חסידות. ויתרחק על אמצע במעבד ויעניו נקרא חכם, וזו מידת חוכמה. הדבר הזו שלו כל הדעות. החסידים הראשונים במתאים דעות שלהם מדרך אמצעי כנגד שתי הקצוות. יש דעה שמתאים אותה כנגד הקצה האחרון, to the right, יש מתאים אותה כנגד הקצה הראשון, וזהו לפני משורת הדין. למה מהדרך והסידים שלו מדינת חסידות? And juxtapose the two as opposed to חוכמה. The term מדינת חסידות in of itself certainly suggests not something which is a, in and of itself neutral, simply a way of assuring that you maintain the basic midah. So you think of midat chasidut, or to speak of the normal agentis, chasid is supposed to chacham, it's a higher, nobler level of fulfilling. The Rabbi himself seems to suggest to have been loyal to that distinction. Kriyas Melachim, towards the end of Mishnah Torah, חטר חייבת, א' כל המקבל שם מצוות וניסה לעשותן הייתם חסידי אומות העולם, ויש לו חלב לעולם הבא, והוא, there is a condition שיקבל אותן ויעשה אותן, פני שציווה הקדוש בין הקדוש ברוך הוא בתורה והודיענו על ידי משה רבינו שבנוח מקודם נצטוו בהם. אבל אם עשה מפני חיי הדעת, person who observes שמש בנוח, but not in normative terms, as part of the Tzivut of Reish Leilam, but simply because logically, philosophically, morally, spiritually, it appears to him, Ein Zegir Toshav, Veino Mechassidei Umot Olam, Velo Mechachameihem. That's the Gilsa which we have over here. More reliable Gilsois, and going back to Bar Malaska, Agiris, not לא בחכמיהם, but אלא בחכמיהם. I need a reading, I'm the same with חסיד and חכם. חכם being inferior to the חסיד, but superior to something which is less than that. So it's clear from there that it's self-evident also, I'm a חסדאיס, from the שורת הדין, it's not simply the Siyag describes in Shemir Bukim, the tactic, the strategy, but is indeed inherently something superior. And this is not just a question, of course, with regard to Finishu Asadin. It's a critical issue with regard to how one understands Ram's overall position. When we've read so far Shemir Bukim, it would appear optimally, ideally, as I said before, the 50-yard line. That's what it should be. That's the ideal morally and ethically. Where one stands with regard to Bein Adam L'Mokim, that the Ram doesn't talk about over here, but at least the moral and the ethical realm, there, that is the ideal. What the Ram has in Chasdeis, that's not the ideal at all. That is the advisable route for the ordinary person. But ideally and optimally, if a person could attain a higher station, with that smack in the middle, but inclined to that side, which is more favorably positioned, that would be best. All right, this has been noted by many, it's not my discovery. And indeed, I'm in many places changed his mind, Pirushim Mishnayos and Mishnah Torah, it's one of them, but a very, very critical one. They've indicated how one relates to the Rambam in two places has significance and ramifications for how one understands the Rambam's position with regard to the optimal or the ideal. And not necessarily not only Rambam thinks there's new shasadim, but he thinks shasadim proper. But this, of course, has some significance also for what he thinks of new shasadim. Here we come against the question, which is of great significance in modern religious thought generally, and our world of Ashkafa particularly. In our world, Torah, Halacha, Chazal, the concept of Deen, is crucial and critical. We see ourselves as guided, not only by inclination, but by law, whether law which is legislated, or law which is implicit, the kind of moral law which is not legislated, which is something which is left for us to discover, to implement. And yet at the same time, we like to think that there's another, the Mokhi Shi's God, there's a room for going beyond that, takes Timishwar Sadi. That can be various ways. It can be a distinction between personages. It's people who live at a level of Timishwar Sadi, by the Chassidim, as opposed to those who live at the level of Shura Sadin, these are the Chachamim, that's the distinction that Hamed has over here. Or you could have that distinction between different persons, how one is defined and denominated, but without the particular analogous. Same person in certain areas, if you're Shura Sadin, other person is Shura Sadin, and not having a straight line at one level or another. We're accustomed, with things that you have in Chazal, to think of Rav Shlomo in favor of a life in positive terms, not tactically, not strategically. There's some statements in Chazal which are very sharp in this connection. Yes, there was a Tonis. An occasion to reflect on Kol Yerushalayim. Rabbi Mitzia, the famous passage, because if done din Torah, that's the Chol Yerushalayim. It's not a din of the Megistah Ledayim, which they do, she has some Napoleonic law, some Turkish law, or something else. Of course, din Torah. And Eimu Hashem, Yilu Di Dehem, a din Torah, but Rabbi Yishmishu Asa Din. They were insistent in maintaining their rights according to din Torah. There was no flexibility, no willingness to give, no aspiration of concession, and one could conceivably neutralize that Gemara as far as the Rambam is concerned in Shemot Rabin. One could argue that Shnishu Asadin in and of itself at the level of Avedis Hashem, the level of ethics and morality, it's not superior to Shura Sadin, it's only a strategic implement. But he was talking about confrontation. Don't about Dintera. Two people, the question is how to resolve conflict. That's another ballgame. And here, if you deal with confrontation, you perhaps are driven in a general direction, the Chalek Satanoim and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, as to with regard to Din Torah, Dayanim, etc., when seeking Boya Rav Shore is desirable or not. Kabbalah says, Yikav Adin is a whole, Chavat the chief form of the Emei, Rav Shore says, Mitzvah Yitzvah. And the Tzvah would be in some way a deviation from Din Torah, and it would reflect on the readiness on the part of the Baalei Dvarim, on the part of Dayanim, to reach an accommodation, which indeed will, to some extent, place one function of Bezin versus another and determine accordingly. Generally, broadly speaking, Bezin has two functions. Qua Bezin, it has many other functions which have to do with part of ceremonial things, and part of the educational, spiritual matters, to do with the Rambam formulates in Sefer Mitzvot, to educate people, to see to it that values are maintained within the community. But sitting qua Bezin as a court, as a court of law, it has two functions. One function is Shemua ben Achim Shvatim Tzedek, do justice. The justice is deen, hard out of the law. You take the rules, you apply them to the situation at hand, and you determine. But in addition to that, and the Rosh Hashanah Tshuva is particularly sharp with regard to this, Bezin needs to maintain social amity. It's to maintain the fabric of the fiber of the community. A community within which there's a measure of trust and accommodation, readiness to work together rather than to work at loggerheads and confrontation, is very different from one in which confrontation is the name of the game. So indeed, to make it shorter, the book was a pasuk which was also related to the Tanius of yesterday, I met the Shalom Ahavu, which is the emes, which is reconcilable to Sholem, that's Pshara. So that's the Gemara, and that's the Gemara over here. But in other areas, we deal with one's personal Hanoger, which what Rambam and Shmuel Pakim and earlier Chazdeis is talking about, there perhaps in a Chanami, there's nothing to be said in favor of the Shushalim per se. However, earlier in that sugya, another familiar text which seems to point in a different direction. One says a certain case, and there are several such cases, because the of Aveda, that while the halakhas which limit the chiyuv of Nisach was Aveda, and be honest, in a period of time, if the Yush or if Zagreb Fichveder versus Plato, nevertheless, since just the deen, it would be proper to return nonetheless. And what was the pasuk? Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosef, Finu Shazinu Dava, the Torah of Yosef, Parashin Yisrael, Vedat Olam, Zebet Chayim. This is part of Yisrael's counsel to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vedat Olam, Zebet Chayim, Mesadar, Zebet Chasodim, Shiel Chuvah, Zebet Kuchelim, Boaz, Gvuah. Besama says the Adin, Shiyasu Zulifnim Shuras Adin. And here we're talking not about confrontation or details, Bez Chasodim, Bikuchelim, Bez Chayim, whatever that means, Yitabotech Ubnis, Turshes and Rashi. And apparently, quite clearly, that there's a level of Ashiyasu Zulifnim Shuras Adin. I suppose according to Rambam Shmuel Prakim, you might say, yes, derived from the pasuk, yes, but as a strategy, as a tactic, then there's no continuity in the Gemara's drash of the pasuk, because Bikuchel is not a tactical strategy. Gemis Chasel Matamotero is not just a means to end some other end. Presumably the same with God to Yifnim Shul. So we have here two conceptions of Tnu Shuras Adin. One which the Rambam postulates, Shemini Prakim, and which seems to reduce it to the level of strategy. That a Mishnah Torah, where it's viewed chatchila positive, at least for a certain population all the time, or for any population some of the time. In line with that, the Rambam does have in other places, if it's in particularly, he postulates the Tnu Shuras Adin as something which is chatchila ought to be done, zakhvev v'chvedei, achiyush, etc. There can be a third way of looking at Tnu Shuras Adin, which perhaps is suggested by the Ramban, which appears in Shulchan Aruch. We've seen so far Tnu Shuras Adin is something which is positive, it's an ideal, something which is desirable, not something which is normative, not something which you're mechuyev to do. Now, in that respect, again, the pasuk is that of a piece. As it's mentioned, with chasadim, teira umnes, these are things which a person ought to be doing, and not just that he gets brownie points if he does them. Ashiyas Tnu Shuras Adin is not of the same order. However, it's possible that Tnu Shuras Adin itself has a normative aspect. The one touched upon this is the Ramban. It's part of his broader picture with regard to the world of Eidus Hashem and the world of ethics and morality. A very famous Ramban at the beginning of Kedoshim of Navosh Yusatir, Kedoshim Tiyu. It's possible that the line, even a person observes all the halachas, nevertheless, it's quite possible to be a scoundrel, to find every way of circumventing halachas. And as part of that, Ramban says, explains it's not possible to tell to present all the details, every single example, what a person and situation generalize. So tell speaks in generalities, and at the same time, positive certain values, makes it clear that as you are duty-bound to observe the specifics which are set down, whether it's very detailed or more general, you also are duty-bound to realize the values and the goals. And this Ramban has various places we've discussed on various occasions, kind of two-tier system, the world of Avodas Hashem Halacha, that which is the specific tzivui, and that which is the general ideal, whether it's through the world of Avodas Hashem, Tantiyah Mishum Alekecha, whether it's in Bein Adam Lamalka with regard to Shabbos, or Bein Adam Lachveira with regard to Tnu Shuras Adin. And the man notes this in two places. More specific is in Veschanan. Vasid Yishat Avayin Hashem Vayin Tavlucha Olach Uvat Uvash Et Haaretz Torah Shem 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 Rabbah. Ashi Shabbat Tov, Zub Shah Lifti Mishuat Adin. So Ashi does what it noted before, Masahed with Gat Bshara, and our discussion with Gat Mishuat Adin, he links them. Ramban, according to Ashi, we're dealing with a very narrowly based halacha, which has to do for Dayanim, or Balidvarim, and agreeing to a pshara. Shlomo maybe suggested that the yonim cannot be imposed, it cannot be enforced. So for the yonim, at the bottom of the room, if they come to a din teira, they should do a yeshiva atop shalom for the yeshiva atop din. What they should do with the overall anoge, we don't have the yeshiva atop din according to Rashi. But on the other hand, מדרש יפה, כי אמרו זו פשרה ולפני משורת הדין. רש"י גם פשרה לפני משורת הדין. לפני משורת הדין defines פשרה. רמב"ן פשרה ולפני משורת הדין. והכוונה בזה, כי מתחילה אמר שתשמור חוקותיו ועדותיו של צבחה, אתה יאמר גם מה שלא צבחה, תן דעתך לעשות טוב וישר בעיניו, כי הוא אוהב הטוב והישר, וזה עניין גדול. שאי אפשר לזכור בתורה כל הנגעות האדם משכנה וראייה וכל מסלום התלו תיקוני היישוב והמדינות כולם ולכן שהזכיר בהם הרבה הוא תלך אחי לא תקרוב לא תיטוב ותרבות את הבריאה אחר ותקלך הרש נסיבת הכוח יעשה בחזר לו בעבדה הכלל שעשה הטוב הישר בכל דבר עד שיכנס הפשרה בפני של הדדין כל מה שהזכירו במדינת במסר אפילו מה שאמרו בקודם דיבורים בחבריות השיקרו יכול להיות אותם וישר. You know, the Ramban strikes two notes here. I think both are part of his intent, but they're different. One point, the Ramban says the difference between what's written in the Torah, what's not written in the Torah, is not ab initio, melchatchila, a difference in the quality, morally or religiously. Sanatini chachil is worse than telling a person to make a pshara. They're both of a piece, both are part of the Vassal Ben Shalom. They're both part of the fabric of Teva Yashu. But for a purely extraneous reason, you cannot anticipate every single situation that's going to arise. So some things were written, some things were not written. But our responsibility, what's not written, is also a normative one. And this is not to deny the possibility that while Chatchile, two phenomena, one was written, one was not written, they were both equal, and the choice of which was to be written was made for extraneous considerations. But then nonetheless, subsequently, once they were written, the mere fact that something was recorded in the Torah as part of the Vassal Ben Shalom adds an additional level of chiyuv of responsibility. I don't think the Rabbah would challenge that. But as far as the initial point of departure, it's of a piece. Towards the end, I think that then he moves into higher gear and speaks of Lifnei Meshurat HaDin as being something beyond the level of Meshurat HaDin in terms of its moral quality. Even that is part of Lifnei Meshurat HaDin. Means it's not what the average level. It's beyond that. What that seems to suggest is that according to the Ramban, there are two levels of Lifnei Meshurat HaDin. There's a level which consists of things which are not written, but are as normative and as challenging to us spiritually and morally as that which was written. And then there are things which really are a sort of supererogatory tzidkis, a higher level of tzidkis, a level of tzidkis, both of Lifnei Meshurat HaDin. They both are there, but of course they are very different in terms of the man which they make upon us, and also possibly different with regard to the sanctions. The Mordechai in the Chavdal and Bamitzi quotes Rav Yor, which is Paskei Shulchan Aruch Siman Yudim Chashim Mishpat, that you can be kofel Lifnei Meshurat HaDin. It's kafir. This raises certain questions. So, number one, so what's the difference between din and Lifnei Meshurat HaDin? Second, doesn't that sound antithetical to the very nature of Lifnei Meshurat HaDin? On top of that, there's a kasha from Gemara, where they were not kofer, And Rav Yossi says, well, there maybe the person who was being judged was an oni. An oni, you didn't demand a futurosity. But otherwise, there was kfir. Of course, I think the Dao Pashut, Rav Yossi doesn't mean that every kind of, every detail that's included according to the Ramban, if the Mishra said it's subject to kfir. Pirkei Noah b'Zayin b'Lachos Rebriyos, he says, meets someone in the street, he says a very fine good morning, cheery, and a person passes by in silence, you drag him off to bed and compel him to say good morning and a nice word. No. So, there's one level of Mishra Sadin which is subject to kfir, another which is not, and this is with an eye to the two different levels which I think you have in the Ramban. What does this mean for us? Because we now have three, possibly four different views of Tim Shur Sadin. The Ramban's view in Shemir Prakim, it's neutral axiologically in terms of value, but to be engaged in and harnessed in certain circumstances as a strategy, as a tactic. Second view, the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, and certainly the view of many Rishonim, that there is, through Shas Adin, a higher level of Chassidus, Tzidkis, than the Shas Adin. And thirdly, the Ramban's view of one level, the Ramban Mitzvah Shatoyim, that is indeed of the same level as Shur Sadin, but unlike the Ramban, who says it's neutral, and as if you do it or don't do it, one of the Ramban's makes a great deal of difference. You're obligated to do it. But, so that's the third level of Shur Sadin. And then, as an additional fourth, I don't think it's the fourth, I think it's the line with the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, that you have a Shur Sadin, or indeed a higher level of Tzidkis, so that there is some coincidence, I think, some parallelism between what the Rambam has to say with and the Ramban's higher level of Shur Sadin. But the Ramban's lower level is not in line with either Ramban Mishneh Prakim nor with Ramban Mishneh Torah. There's, of course, a question which troubles some people. And this is why Taka Lefti Mishur HaSadin? If the Shur HaSadin is better than the Shur HaSadin, why not make the Shur HaSadin the Shur HaSadin? This question as to why that exists. It's one issue. Second, what are the kinds of situations which come under that? What are the purposes of the Shur about it? Then we encounter basically three levels of Shur, three kinds of Shur. I don't want to speak of levels, but three kinds. There is a Shur Mishur HaSadin which comes close to Deen. What's demanded of you is Deen. But it becomes wiser for Mishur HaSadin because you were initially singled out for exception. Either as a person or a situation, still have exemption. And Shur HaSadin is the waiver of the exemption. someone goes to the street and he sees an Aveda, he's an ordinary citizen, he's bound by the Labra Sukhani Salim. He's exempt. No. And now, if he what does he do? He picks up nonetheless. But subjectively, in terms of what kind of what he's done, well, you might, depending on your view of Mitzvah and Mitzvah, you might say, well, he's a better person than everybody else, although he's doing the same thing, but he's doing it voluntarily, they're doing it with the compelled. What is being done in terms of the virtue of the act as such, leaving aside the virtue of the agent, is the same thing. They both pick up the Aveda. Now, whether one will think that the Zaki is more virtuous depends on the discussion in the Gemara, the 2 days in the Baba Kamer, whether you go to Mitzvah Vaisa or Mitzvah Vaisa. The Zokir is the name Suvais in a sense, and we doesn't Suvais. In any event, you don't move in terms of the action to a higher level of morality or spirituality. You remain at the normal level, but you are brought into play if you show us a deen. That is one possible level. The other, if you show us a deen, which is indeed the word of the Chassid. Well, you ask, come back to an earlier question, why not, if the word of the Chassid is better, why not demand it of everybody? So there are several answers here. One, it's too much to ask. The Chassid mentioned Adam, doesn't set that high standard. Or precisely, the Torah didn't want to pin down everything for spiritual reasons. The existentialist is well known, because the religious existentialists don't like the word of halacha. Dostoevsky, Medyaev, these chevre, they don't like it because they say it takes morality and spirituality out of your hands. Turns you into a robot. There's only one virtue, and that virtue is obedience, servitude. But the virtue is your generosity, kindness, rising to a challenge. This is not part of the halachic system, because you're not confronted with choices. You have choice in terms of deciding whether you want to obey the system or not. But basically, you're given orders, and your commands, the question is, what do you do with them? And we don't subscribe to that for various reasons. But the notion that a certain kiddush atzmi, precisely because it's b'mutalach, which is what the existentialists contend, there's something to that. Rising to a challenge, harnessing your energies, mobilizing yourself, all of that is part of the spiritual life. So Torah did not set that everything as deen, not only because that would have been setting too high a standard, but because he wanted to leave some space for the individual person, for personal initiative, for religious and spiritual growth, which is self-directed and self-stimulated. That's the second kind of thing shows the deen. Very different, of course, the character and the motivation from the first kind. But then there's the opposite pole, a different kind of initial deen. The word of halacha perceived in terms of ethical norms is highly variegated. By which I mean, certain areas of Torah is such a high standard, it's impossible to, almost impossible to live up to it. And others, very low standard. To the extent that we can judge, are entitled to judge the content of the word halacha in general universal moral categories. Just take a single example. Relations between parents and children. As far as the children are concerned, Bashomayim, I think the Catholic mom makes such a chilling statement. Well, Rabbi Yechon, I think it was, Asher Mishalechamon, best thing is to be a double yasim. Never were encumbered by the weight of Kibbut Avayim. No one can live up to it. If you don't live up to it, you're punished. So you're better off not ever seeing them. So that's the children's duties to the parents. What about the parents' duties to the children? So with the Aisa, put them as aunts. Even infants. So imagine for a moment the terms of tales Russell Vinish later. The person is morally exempt from feeding his children. Feeding his children, feeding neighbors is the same. Think of zero. But Zerichon wants to describe the degree to which Knesset Yisrael has fallen. So they don't feed their children. Gam Tanim Chol Sushad, and Yiku Gureyen. Knesset Yisrael doesn't do that either. Chazal was explicit about this. So let's say we think Hashem Zavikos is saying this. They didn't deal with Mizaynus for children, which I use as an example. But the sense that Torah deliberately did not always choose the higher, to raise the bar to its optimal height. That's the one condition. We got the partial first there. Any normal standard, Parshas Vayikra is very problematic. We recommend it to our sons, we recommend it to our talmidim, we do it ourselves. And the recoil from the Parsha, in some sense, was shared by Chazal. Tanah Rabbana, Isa v'Shivya, Ishas Shivya, Eishet v'Leishet Sishif, as Torah, v'Dibra Torah l'Kenei Yitzhara, Mutav sh'yokhul Yisrael b'Sar Tumutot, Shkutot v'Yokhul b'Sar Tumutot Nevelot. There is a marshal here, which is of interest in general for the question of vegetarianism. Well, it says it's better they should eat meat which is shochten properly and not eat meat which is in the veils. The implication is better the wood than meat altogether, that's what I mentioned before. Most meat is going to get Yitzhorah. They compromise with Yitzhorah. Now, why the compromise? Presumably because of the conditions of wartime, expectation that people would be able to abstain totally from sexual experience too much to ask. Yer karmas yitzor. To which areas can this be applied? Of course, is a problem. And subsequently, parshanim, depending on their moral and philosophical outlook, they could be in some sort of machir. Abavanel, who didn't like monarchy, in light of what he saw during the Renaissance, a good reason not to like it, said in the midst of Minu Melech, and he would tell Yetzirah. When you tell Yetzirah, then obviously that's Shuras Adin. From Shuras Adin, Aschul. But this is not the same as bringing a chosid. It's not as if you say, well, if you take it, if I store out and go through the whole page, so you're an ordinary person, if I find it, you're just not Chofetz Chaim. If you don't take it, if I store out and you abstain, a religious and moral sensibility, then you're a super tzaddik. That's a super tzaddik, it's not taking it, if I store out. So what it means is, here you have a third use of Yishuv Shuras Adin, filling in some gaps, as it were. A lacuna here, a lacuna there, filling it in. Sometimes Chacham do it by their own da'avanos, sometimes we're asking individuals to do it on our own. So Yishuv Shuras Adin is multifaceted. In terms of specific content, in terms of the kind of situation which it appears, in terms of the normative element which is there or not there, and to try to understand why the Torah has it. At the normative level, the one who's most explicit is the smack. Smak is a separate mitzvah of Amtes, the act of Tim Shuras Adin. The other Rishon don't have any minyan mitzvahs, but I think it's not very far what the Ramban has. A normative aspect of Tim Shuras Adin, which as I've indicated previously, even enforced. Lastly, with regard to the question of the honor, at a certain point it would seem strange. We know the Mishnah service question a person who died, he left different creditors, I'm sorry. Who gets the Yerusha? So one day it should be given to the poorest, Kesha Shabbat, and another, Rav Kiva reacts. In Rachmi Medin, you want to give tzedakah, bakasha, you can't use the venue of Bezdin for that. We don't find, generally speaking, that the mandatory imposed by Anim is blessed by Nashir, Rehmuta for Ani, the castle, no. Why all of a sudden does Yishuv Shuras Adin view it differently? Then something turns on the term Din itself. With regard to the question which has exercised many moralists, particularly in the last 50 years, it's whether one thinks in terms of normative, in terms of contextual ethics. In normative terms, that there are rules, laws, and these are applied situations. And in a given situation, you want to know what you're supposed to be doing. Depends on what is the rule which is applicable to your situation. There are others, particularly in the Protestant camp, Catholic theology, Catholic casuistry is generally speaking very normative in character. The Protestant camp, there are some who say no. can't make up rules, because each situation is different. What you can do is set certain values, what you want to push, what you want to encourage. And in light of that, each situation you'll judge what is most consonant with your values. But each situation is, in a sense, unique. You need to do it in terms of its context and the interplay of various factors which coexist within it. Now what you have to do is decide on what your ideals are and then make specific judgments. Needless to say, the world of halacha is a world which is very much normatively oriented, rule-oriented. I think that here is aligned to the deen of Nishratin. You've got the deen, that's the case, the rules, the norms. If you can't afford it, you won't do it. But if you're not, you're not sure, you're mitzvah. Finishra Sadin is a world which is not just in super seat kids. It's a world of duty, of responsibility, but it is indeed a contextual world. It's a world within which the rules are not hard and fast. But you need to gauge, you need to assess, see what are the various factors which are applicable, and later that, make a decision. So you have an additional element which needs to take into consideration, trying to understand the future. I discussed this extensively, with only part of it developed to the Rambam, but the issue is such a very, very critical, very crucial one. And the sense of all tzitzis, the whole world of Eretz Hashem is one which is known to be determined by rules and chumas, etc., etc. It's one which is popular in certain quarters, but which certainly is deficient in terms of what Chazal understood, what Hashem understood, particularly with regard to the need for a level of spirituality, which is a function of one's personal aspiration, one's growth, one's contribution, which has qualitatively a different character. All that is very important to keep in mind. I will stop here. I'll leave you with make a choice. I guess in terms of our cycle, should be up to having questions on Wednesday. If you prefer to finish Dalit first, it's one other topic here which also will need some fairly extensive analysis. This is Rambam's understanding of the Parsha Me'Meriva. Should entail an examination of the whole parsha. What was the chet? What was the problem? Rabban al Torah is that which right there discussed extensively. So, in one way or the other, we'll have questions and we'll have Me'Meriva questions. What do we have Wednesday? What do we have next week? People like to ask questions, and many of them are not here.
I think questions. I think a lot of the guys would like an opportunity to ask other questions sooner.
So Wednesday, and then next week. We'll...
Okay.
Yeah. Just reading Chaim Soloveitchik's three themes separate.
One of the